Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You all know I have these children's books. Cameron goes to school. Andrew does his dance. Daniel finds his voice. Brandon spots his sign. But I remember almost not doing Brandon's book. Because at the time there were a lot of book bans. They were intentionally pulling books off the shelf just because they had black and brown kids on the cover. They didn't care anything about the message or what was being said. And I just did not want to start fighting with the book ban crowd. I didn't have it in me. I'm like, you know, I got enough fights going on. We've got George Floyd. I'm trying to help parents who have kids with autism. My son's wearing dreads and they're, you know, making black kids cut their dreads and they otherwise they can't march and in their high school graduation and all the microaggression. I don't have time for another fight. So we're going to just put this book off another year and hopefully the book banning crowd will die down. But then I had to remember that God made me strong and very courageous. So we put the book out. Of course, it became a number one bestseller and so many tens of thousands of people, almost close to a million folks in this country, bought Brandon's book, the most popular of my five children's books. So when I heard about a project through Learner Publishing Books, a concert, Bands for the Band, supporting the freedom to read diverse books in schools and public libraries to make sure free expression is available for anyone, especially those who feel silenced, I was like, okay, we got to talk about this because this Learner Publishing Group is doing something special with this project. And so I had to ask Leo Lerner to join me on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline right here on the Shaletta Show, making his Shaletta Show debut. Hey, Leo.
Hi, Shaletta. Thank you so much for having me on. And I'm so excited to talk with you and tell you more about the Bands for the Band benefit concert.
Yeah. Now, you are a special sales associate with Learner Publishing. Talk to me about your role there.
Yeah. So I'm, like you said, I'm in special sales. So, you know, I deal with all sales that aren't to a school or library or a bookstore. So, you know, I do sell a lot to, you know, retail shops, you know, maybe like museums or gift shops, and then to other booksellers as well. And, you know, pretty much anything that's special. So, yeah, I deal with a lot of different sales every day. So,
Now, you all have something special coming up. It's a concert on Thursday, December 5th at First Avenue in the 7th Street Entry. It's called Bands for the Band. Talk to me about how that came about.
Yeah, so, you know, you can maybe tell in my last name, I'm part of the family that started Learner Publishing. My grandpa started it, and my father's the current publisher and CEO, and this is our 65th year in business. So, you know, my whole life I've been, you know, in the office seeing how all these books are made and, you know, shown to the whole world. And, you know, I've also been really interested in music for my whole life. And I've always thought there's been a really deep connection between, you know, literature, books, music, and just freedom of expression. And for a long time, I was trying to find a way to, you know, try and connect these two interests I have. And, you know, unfortunately, it came, you know, in light of all these terrible book bans and censorships that are happening across the country. But I also felt like it was the perfect opportunity to, you know, make this benefit concert, to raise money, to fight back against all these book bans and censorships, and also a really good opportunity to bring these two different but similar in a lot of ways, different communities between, you know, the library, literature community, and the music community. And this was just the perfect time to do it. And, you know, I'm so excited to finally bring together these two different worlds that I've been a part of for such a long time. So
now this event takes place on Thursday, December 5th at First Avenue and the 7th Street Entry. Doors open up at 7. The event starts at 7:30. Talk to me about some of the artists that you've curated to be a part of this concert.
Yeah, so I wanted to bring, you know, there's four different bands, each with their own unique genre and style. But I wanted to try and find some bands that are really passionate about music, obviously, but also about reading and literature, as well as freedom of expression. So we're starting off with Yonder, led by Emma Jean and Hattie Peach. And they're definitely like a more of a folk rock with a storytelling sort of energy and some Americana sounds. So really, really fun and super warm sounding. And I've seen them a couple times. I've actually played with them with some of the bands I'm in as well. And so they're super wonderful. After them is called Shoots, led by Ryan Kemp. And they're definitely like a indie rock group that brings in a lot of warm and fuzzy vocals. I've also played with them on many other gigs as well. So good friends with them. And the next band is called WBS, short for White Boy Summer. And they're a duo led by Thomas Aban and Arthur L.A. Buckner, who's and L.A. Buckner is a professor at McPhail, has a PhD in percussion, is, you know, one of the most well-known drummers in the Twin Cities. I had the opportunity to play with him once at this super fun gig at First Ave last year, and I couldn't stop thinking about playing with him, how great he was. So I just had to invite him to this show, and him and Thomas were super excited to play. And then rounding off the set is a band called Dad Bod, led by Callie Marino. And they're definitely more of a, you know, little bit of a heavier rock sound with a lot of dreamy, intimate lyrics and really big guitar riffs. So there's going to be something for everyone. And I'm so excited to, you know, bring all these different artists together for such a good cause.
Okay, now you said something. I heard it. You said that I've played with. So are you a musician as well, Leo?
Yes, I am. I am. And, you know, that's kind of how I got this started with First Ave and the 7th Street Entry, because I've played there, you know, several times. And I just got to talking with one of the bookers about this idea I've had, and they were really excited. And, yeah, I mean, without me being a musician and knowing a lot of these other musicians, I'm not sure if I would have been able to organize this event. So, you know, I'm super lucky that the Minneapolis music scene is so inviting and welcoming, as well as, you know, trying to do different things for a greater cause. But yeah, I'm a musician. You know, I gig almost every week.
Okay, now what are you singing? What you playing? You got to give us the scoop.
Yeah, I play bass guitar. You know, so. You know, if you're a drummer, a bass player in the scene, you play in a lot of different groups because, you know, everyone wants to be the singer, the guitarist. So if you can play bass or play drums, you know, you're in for a wild ride being in a bunch of different bands. So
That sounds like so much fun. Okay, now, you got to tell me how people can get tickets. Where do they go? Is there a website? Can they just show up? And how much does it cost to get in?
Yeah, so the ticket link is on the First Avenue website. You know, you could definitely just go to the First Avenue website and look for, you know, in the terms, search up bands for the band. And if you just go on the internet and look up Bands for the Band, that ticket link at the First Avenue website will be right there. That's the main place to buy those tickets. All the ticket proceeds will go to our beneficiaries, organizations that are fighting super hard against these book bans and censorships and helping the communities across the whole country. Pre-sale tickets are $15, and day-of tickets are $20. And it's a 18 plus show. Anyone 18 or above is welcome. And like you said, doors open at 7 and the show starts at 7:30.
And, you know, I like the fact that it is affordable. You can bring, you know, 5, 10 of your friends. I want to encourage all my authors, my Black authors. We just had a Black Authors Expo last Saturday here in the Twin Cities. Hundreds of authors were on display. Thousands of people went in to support them. I want to encourage all our librarians out there, our educators, our up and coming authors, our publishers. We all need to be there, come together to make sure to buy tickets. Share them with folks that we know and love in our circle who are connected to this literary world, who just want to get the message out, who want to get the stories out there, the diverse stories that people need to hear and see and know. You know, Leo, it's not lost on me that I was on this show several years ago when our city was burning up after George Floyd died, and I was talking to one of my co-hosts about the Tulsa Race Massacre, and he had no idea what that was. And that's because he'd never read it in a book. He'd never read it in a book. Why? I'm sure somebody has a story about it, but somebody didn't publish it. Somebody didn't put it out there. I think about my uncle who, at 35 years old, when his wife, had their first child, a daughter, he wrote a children's story and he went to a publisher in New York. And that's, you know, long ago. So you had to go to New York to get a book published back then. And they told him nobody wants to read a story to their children written by a Black man. That's scary. And so all these years later, my uncle still has that children's book that he wrote in a box in the closet somewhere. Never picked it back up again. And so it is so important that we know and understand that everybody has a story to tell, and they ought to be able to tell it. They ought to be able to get it out there without guilt, shame, or condemnation, or being banned. And so I'm so glad that you have put this event together, that you've used your passion for music, and you're getting us out there so we can come together at a big event, a concert, and enjoy these bands. Dad Bod, Yonder, YBS, and Shoots, Thursday, December 5th, 7th Street entry at First Avenue. You can go to first-avenue.com/events. It's right there on the page. You can buy tickets and then share that link with your friends, any publishers, writers, authors out there, illustrators, librarians. We all need Leo to show up and show out and support you in this work that you are doing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you shouting me out and, you know, having me on. And, you know, it's just such an important cause, not only just for literature and music, but just for freedom of expression and, you know, being allowed for all people to have the freedom to read what they want and the freedom to, you know, to express what they need to express, especially for all those silenced voices out there. So, you know, I think it's super important topic for anyone to come, you know, like you said, all the writers and authors, but also all the musicians, you know, that want to ensure that their freedom of expression in their music is available as well. So thank you so much for having me on, and I'm so grateful.
Yes, and I'm so glad to have you on as a guest, making your Shaletta Show debut. Now, listen, anytime you got something going on, you be sure to call me, and we'll have Lindsay make sure you get you some time so you can get on the show so we can chat about it, okay?
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
All right, and congratulations in advance. I know we are going to be lined up and busting the doors down to get in there on December 5th. You all stick around. We've got
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
More to come.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.